It does cost around £3 million a year to maintain these buildings. And we have something that's known as a pre-planned maintenance program. And that's basically, we list it out over a period of 10 years, what we hope to do. And it's kind of a cyclical program. So that will incorporate things like how we repair the paving, the drainage, the roofs, none of the things that appear very attractive to people, but are really important, because if we don't maintain these and keep them in good service, then it will make the buildings quickly break down. For instance, obviously the biggest thing we have here is a painted hall ceiling. And if that roof is damaged or is not well maintained, it would cause a leak, which would damage that masterpiece. So those are sort of things that need to be inspected and regularly maintained. The 10-year program will be split down into different projects, and we allocate so much money every year to each project, like window frames or cobbles, things like that. And stone cleaning, that's quite a process, stone cleaning, and it has to be done with skilled labour. You have to know what you're doing. It's not just a case of getting a high pressured water jet against the stone, because actually that can cause more damage if you do it too hard. Graffiti, you know, we can't, if somebody graffitis the wall, because it's Portland stone, ink can seep into the stone, and it's not a case of using strong chemicals. We have to use it in a poultice. So it's a slow process. Sometimes it doesn't work. We have to come up with something alternative. And a lot of the work can be reactive. We did have a bit of damage to a piece of stone that was in a very obvious, important place. And we could have just taken that bit of stone out and left it, but it would have stuck out like a sore thumb. But because we use really traditional craft stonemasons, I mean, we've got our own stonemason on site, they had the knowledge and the idea to use dust from the broken pieces to help blend it in. And now I defy anybody to try and find that piece of stone, because they wouldn't. So it's fantastic working with people like that, and to listen to their knowledge.